Well, for more on that, we're joined by Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, who is with the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, who is joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Shakespeare, thank you very much for joining our broadcast. Now, I'd like to ask you about, you know, what happened yesterday about Al-Wefaq walking out of these talks. Surely the government realizes, or should realize, that this is a lost opportunity, isn't it?
The so-called dialogue is a travesty in which all the parts are being played by loathsome liars, autocrats, and torturers. They did not call in to talk with those who've been killed, because those who've been killed, you can't talk to them. You can't talk to those you've tortured. And the leaders, the political leaders, are in prison at this very moment. So quite why anybody thought there could be a dialogue, I don't know. And the first day of the dialogue, which has actually spent discussing how they could increase the impression. So in other words, have more torturing, more killing, and more imprisonment. All this is absolutely beyond belief. The reason for the dialogue, of course, was to convince the Americans that something is being done, because the Americans are getting in a difficult position, aren't they? They're beginning to realize that they are hated. They're hated because they support totalitarians, torturers, and war criminals right the way throughout the Middle East. So there's the situation. A travesty. Its purpose is completely futile. I'm very pleased to see that Al-Wefaq have withdrawn from operations. If there wants to be any dialogue, the first thing should be release all the prisoners. The second thing should be to kick out all the existing members in the dialogue and have a few members of the government and all the opposition, and the government immediately promise that there will be free and fair elections, and they will pay compensation to everybody who's been tortured and to the families of everybody who's been killed. And those are the minimum requirements before there can be any progress in this matter.
Right, Mr. Shakespeare, you mentioned that the purpose of this dialogue is futile. Now, looking at this from the government's point of view, what is their game plan then by starting this quote-unquote national dialogue? Certainly, they must have thought that this would work out in their favor.
I see no reason to look at it from the government's point of view. This government is perverse, it is completely totalitarian, and it does not understand that its populace, its denizens, its citizens have rights. In the mental mindset of the killer caliphs, the people of Bahrain are not human. They only are allowed to exist as serfs or slaves of the elitist ruling family. So I am not going to look at this from the point of view of the killer caliphs. I look at this from the point of view of Democrats. And I look forward to the day when the brave, determined Democrats of Bahrain win, as one day they will win. And they may yet win because the Americans are realizing that everybody knows now that the Americans are supporting the killers and the totalitarians and the war criminals. And it is not in the interest of the United States to do that. And it's not even in the interest of Israel to behave as it is in this situation. It's time that the United States State Department turned around and completely changed its policy. It is not in the interest of the USA to support these torturers and these killers. No, I'm sorry, I will not look at this from the point of view of the killer caliphs. I know what their point of view is.
All right, we will have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Rodney Shakespeare with the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain joining us on the line from London. Mr. Shakespeare, as always, we do appreciate your insight here at Press TV.